Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, December 18th, 2017. A Pakistani church was attacked and at least nine are dead. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a man from a family of saints. Natural disasters took the lives of people in Chile and the Philippines, and it was a bad weekend for some passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise. We open this morning's newscast with a sad story out of Pakistan, where an attack at the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church claimed the lives of at least nine worshipers and injured up to 56. We turn to Euronews for more details.
Police guards stationed at the church entrance killed one bomber, but a second managed to detonate his explosives-filled vest. Two other attackers fled the scene, according to reports. The church at the time had been packed with around 400 worshippers. Had the men got any further, the death toll could have been far higher. The self-styled Islamic State group has claimed the attack via its Amaq news agency in an online statement.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Teresa of Calcutta. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Winibald. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Winibald comes from a spiritually prolific family. Born in Wessex, England around the early 8th century, Winibald was the son of St. Richard the Pilgrim, sibling of Saints Willibald and Walpurga, and the nephew of St. Boniface. He went on a pilgrimage to Rome with his brother and father, who died along the way. He decided to stay in Rome and studied there for 7 years. After a short return to England, he returned to Rome and entered the religious life. He gathered together a group of English missionaries and evangelized Germany in Thuringia and Bavaria. He then went on to evangelize Holland with Willibald. Together, the two founded the monastery of Heidenheim in Germany, and Winibald served there as abbot, while his sister Walpurga served as abbess. He worked hard to bring Christianity to the local pagans and dedicated his life to making his monastery a center of ecclesiastical life in Germany. He died in 768. Saint Winibald, pray for us. CNN is reporting that heavy rains caused a landslide which devastated the remote village of Villa Santa Lucia in southern Chile on Saturday. 5 people are dead, 8 injured, and another 15 are missing. One of the dead was confirmed to be a tourist, but the individual's identity has not yet been released. Portions of the village were half buried under mud. CNN also reports that tropical storm Erduja swept through the Philippines, killing 27 and rendering another 24 missing. The heavy rains have caused massive flooding, which destroyed bridges, leaving towns isolated, and they have also caused landslides which have destroyed at least 9 homes. Nearly 87,700 residents of the Visayas region evacuated due to the heavy rains. May God bless all those poor suffering souls. CBS Miami reports that some 330-plus passengers on the Royal Caribbean Independence of the Seas cruise ship had a bad weekend.
Well, this weekend, another case of cruise ship coming back to port here in South Florida, carrying more than 300 sick passengers. This time, it was involved Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Seas that docked in Fort Lauderdale yesterday with people complaining of gastrointestinal issues. Crews spent the entire day cleaning up that ship, and the new passengers who got on board said they are hoping for a healthier experience.
I mean, it made me a little bit more nervous, but I mean, I just really want to have a good time and hopefully not get sick. So
we've got a lot of hand sanitizer. We're going to wash our hands good and stay healthy.
Well, the cruise line is releasing a statement saying the 332 cases represent fewer than 6% of the more than 5,500 guests on board.
In this Celestial Musings, the CDC is formulating their budget documents for the fiscal year 2019, and it is being reported that the documents are being returned back to the department in order for them to remove seven words, and in some cases replace them with other words. Those seven words are diversity, entitlement, fetus, transgender, vulnerable, evidence-based, and science-based. This action is creating an uproar, with headlines saying, quote, experts voice concern over Trump administration plans to ban words like fetus and transgender, from The Independent, and CDC gets list of forbidden words, fetus, transgender, diversity, from The Washington Post. Let's keep this in perspective. The Trump administration isn't banning words, even if it is telling them not to use certain terms in one particular set of documents. We do not even know who came up with this list of seven words to be replaced. The Washington Examiner reports that CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald said on Sunday on Twitter, quote, I want to assure you there are no banned words at CDC. We will continue to talk about all our important public health programs. Now, that said, is this censorship or is this the Trump administration trying to make sure it speaks with one cohesive voice? Or is this somebody who wants to assure that the budget bill will not have issues getting through a Republican Congress and so are taking care to structure the language delicately? Hopefully more clarification will be forthcoming, but until then, I refuse to flip my lid here and am going with the theory that these are suggestions being made to make the budget more palatable to the Republican Congress. For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle at Crusade Newscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.